We'll move, but we won't compromise on quality. Okay, so the Gemara in Chavdalet Amid Aleph, so we were just about to talk about Elazar ish birasa kad havu chazu le gaboi tzedaka havu tashu mine v'chomai da hava gabe yoyev lehu. So this Elazar ish birasa, so the gaboi tzedaka used to hide from him because he was not so careful in lo yeh b'cho evyon. He was more careful in... He was more careful. So he used to just empty whatever he had in his wallet. So they used to run away from him because they had rachmanis on his family. So it's like the worst possible day because he's supposed to get his daughter's nidunya together. So chazu gabai tzedaka. So they head for that. They see him and they jump in like a lake. So Tasha Mizei, Azal Virad Batrayu, he saw it and he says, Amalahu, Ishtabichu Bemayaskisu. He says, I saw you, I know what you're doing, tell me what you're up to. So Amalai, Biyasam Biyasoma. So we're trying to marry off a Yasam and a Yasoma. So we're out here raising money for that worthy cause. So Amalahan, Havod, Shane Kodman, the Biti, Shakal called the Havod, Bahode, the Yav, the Hu, there went his daughters, the Dunya, Pashle Chad Zuga, Zavan bei chita v'asek shadye be'akalba. So he had like a penny left over, and he bought some grains for his daughter's nidunya, and he went home a happy man. He has to go home to his wife. He has to go home to his daughter. How is this going to play out? So asi devisa amra la the brase my icy avuch. So the wife comes along, and she says, the daughter, when she comes home, what did dad bring home? So Amrala, koma da'isi be'akalba shadise. So she says, go look in the grain storage, right? She doesn't want to, incriminate her father, right? This is probably not the first time that conversation happened. So asa lemiftach bava da'akalba chazas akalba demal yachiti. But when they opened it up, they saw it wasn't just a piece of grain, but it was like an entire silo, an entire storehouse. V'kanafka b'tzinora d'dasha was coming out of the piping. V'lo miftach bava mechiti. You couldn't even operate the door properly. So asla brase lebe midrasha. So the daughter goes running to her father in the base medrash, and she says, Amrle, bore, masalacha ofcha. Says, Kaddish Baruch Hu bailed you out again. Mom was going to kill you, and Kaddish Baruch Hu bailed you out again because, the whole thing is now filled with wheat. So Amrle, havoda, says, well, we can't use them anyway. Rein hekde shalayach. So Rashi explains, Mishum de Maisanisim. So Maisanisim is also Adam Lehanos in Maisanisim. Kedamberle, Mosin lo Nais, Menachin lo Mischu Yosef. So he says it's not going to help because it's always a Nais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. I wasn't looking for a Nais. So I remember reading before the Rav came to America. So there's the leading figure in the rabbinic world was Beliezer Silver. So people may, do they know the name? People know the name at all? So he lived in Cincinnati. I'll tell you an interesting story within the story in a second. So he was this way. I was once reading a biography of him. So he also, the yeshiva eventually had to, they didn't have direct deposit in those days, but they had to give the paycheck to his wife because if he got paid, so he would not be able to bring the money home because he would stop by all the aniyim he knew on the way home and he'd give them all his money. So eventually it became a problem of lo yeh b'cha evyon. The word got out, so the yeshiva stopped giving him any money, so he wouldn't, this is literally what the Gemara says here. So happened to be my great-grandfather, Abe Dennis. So he ran away from the Tsar. This is on my mother's side, so my mother's paternal grandfather, Avram Yitzchak. So he was a big supporter of Rav Silver. So I noticed in my great-grandfather's library, this is after my great-grandfather passed away, I was a very little boy. So he had a sefer from one of Rav Silver's Sfarim. I forget on which Masechta it was. I think it was Gittin. And I had no idea. I was just leafing through it. And then I somehow came to the inside of the cover page and it was inscribed in a very nice and beautiful and personal way, which testified to their relationships. I always think about that. I learned this Gemara, so, that's Kedeboi Le'avad, right? We're talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Kedeboi Le'avad. So this is Kedeboi Le'avad. that you know that this Elazar Ishbirasa, so he just went above and beyond, and this was his level of tzidkus and generosity, that he couldn't tolerate being in possession of what other people did not have. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the grandson of Rabbi, so he's the son of Rabbi Gamliel ben Oshel Rabbi, Gazer Tanisa, Vayrachamim lo'asa mitra, Merkama Yikam Yishmo Aramasi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Oilo Ledar Shekein Nitka. So it's like a terrible embarrassment. Oilo Lamish also v'yam of kach. Cholosh Daisei v'ata mitra. But when Hashem saw how pained he was, so that generated the matar. Debe Nisiya, Gazer Nisiya, v'lo adetinu l'Rabbi Yochim l'Reish Lakish. So, the Benesia generated the tainus. Somehow Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were not made aware. Let's safro the inu amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan lo kiblinu alam niorta. There was no kabbalah satainus. It's generally me'akev. So he says in this case, because the Benesia is the representatives of all of Klal Yisrael, Shever Yisrael, says anan basrayu girarinan. So this is like an Eretz Yisrael analog to the principle of shlichusayu kavdinan for Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz. So here we say that there's a Kabbalah Satinus in all of Klal Yisrael. So if a person ate, that would be an interesting question. He says, well, if we didn't eat after that time, so the Bein Nisiyah is able to sort of function as the collective organization for Klal Yisrael. The Bein Nisiyah, Gazer Tanaisav Lo'osa Mitra, Tanalua Oshay Yazira, Demin Chavraya. He was the youngest whippersnapper in the Beis Medrash, but he would say, So he had some sharp words, right? He says, if the oven is in the Ene Ha'eda, so that is not a good omen. So also Avdei Ramalei Sudra Besadbari Vekam Betzarulei. So they started, right, beating him up and roughing him up. So the people who lived in the same town as this Oshia Zeira, this young Talmud Chacham, but who was with a sharp tongue, so they came to the Bein Nisiyah, and they said, look, we've been dealing with this guy for years. We know him. And we used to react the same way. But everything it turned out that he said was L'Shem Shamayim, so, you know, you should probably let him go. He's probably right about it, so, you know, nobody quite, he's not going to win the popularity contest, but it's L'Shem Shamayim. So Rabbi Gazer Tanis of L'Asa Mitra Nachis Kami Ilfa, of course, we remember very well, right? The Yafet Hamatara Sheishim Adar Acharetz, V'Amri Lo Rabbi Ilfi, Amr Mashi V'Aruach V'Nasa Zika, Mori Rageshem V'Asa Mitra. It took about 2.2 seconds. So Amr Lei Mai Uvdach. So Amrlei, Dayarana Bekosta Dechika Deleis Bechamra Lekidusha Ravdalta. I live in a very impoverished community. Tirachana, I work very hard. V'asina Chamra Lekidusha Ravdalta. And I am able to be Motzi the Rab in the midst of Zachar Yisrael Meshabbos Lekadcho, both halves. Mafikna Lehu Yidei Chovasayu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that I am working very hard for his brio, so he's going to work for me. Rav Ikla lahau asr gazer taninsa velo asa mitzvah. So Rav went there and wherever it was. Okay, nachas kame shlicha de tzibura amar mashi v'ruach v'nashav zika morid hageshem asa mitzvah. So amalei mayuvdach. So Rav was, he was impressed. Amalei mikri derad kiana. So I'm a melamed umakirina levnei aniyeh kivnei ativi. And I teach the poor just like I teach the rich. V'chol de lo afshalei lo shakilna minei Midi, and anybody who is not capable, v'chol de lo efsher alei lo shakilna mine midi. So people who are not able to pay, so we don't humiliate them, we don't embarrass them, we don't mock them. So I don't take anything from them. The people who can pay, they can pay. The people who can't pay, they don't pay. And I don't deprive a Torah education to anybody. Okay. That's an important principle, and not only that, but the way that I learn the Gemara is the makrina levnei aniye kivnei atire. I mean, it doesn't just mean I allow poor students to enroll in my school, because that would have been covered by v'chol de lo afshalei lo shakilna le minei midi. So, what do you think it means? What do you think it means when he says mikri derad kiano makrina levnei aniye kivnei atire? What do you think that means? Yenison?
Great Ayamas, how it was like straight, both of the same color and the same saber pun and what's called as the Tyrion.
It's exactly right. So the president of the school's kid doesn't get treated any differently than the kid who's on scholarship. Halavai by our community. Halavai by our community that we could say even that we were anywhere near this. It's such an impressive madrega that, the kid whose parents will never be able to make a donation. So that kid is treated the same as everybody else. The Rav used to like to say that his melamed in Chaslovich was mekayim this, that he treated the poor kids who couldn't pay him anything exactly the way that he would. And these people were all starving, so showing a little bit of favoritism to the Bnei Atiri in the relative sense was a matter of survival in those days, and he treated everybody the same. The Rav once went on at length about at the age of 5 or 6, this indelible memory that he had of the Malame tearing into the Bnei Atiri, saying, "You think you're better than this boy? You think that because you have money, you can treat him this way?" So again, Yashrus is such a fundamental value in Chinuch and Ma'ani Bechinam. So he didn't, even though again, because it's Torah Shebichsav, it's the Mikri Deravki, he could have justified it, but he, I didn't take anything from them. I didn't demand anything. We could learn from that also. So the Isli Peri the Kavri the Choman the Pasha Mashachdina Lei Minoyu Misadrina Lei Mifaisina Lei Ada Asi Vekari. So he says, and people who aren't so observant, so I don't throw them away. So I have different ways of attracting them. I have Mechilo Shel Dagim. They're not so interesting. So I say, make them a nice kiddush, and they come also. And so again, the inclusiveness, whether it was socioeconomic inclusiveness or religious inclusivity, so that is such a fundamental value. Okay, so Rav Nachman Gazer Tanisa Barachem Evloasi Mitra Amar Shachlu LeNachman Chabutu Min Guda LaAra Chalash Daisei Vasa Mitra. So he's so embarrassed about this phenomenon that the rain came for the embarrassment. So Rav Gazer Tanisa Barachem Evloasi Mitra. So Amar Leiva Rav Yehuda Ki Av Gazer Tanisa Ta Mitra. So I'm the whom I love it. He says, "What do you want me to do?" This is a parallel to the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf, famous Gemara. Mishum Tinuyan and Adifa Minayu. Yibeshani de Rabbi Yehuda Kol Tinuye. They only learn say they're Nezikin, right? Ve'ana Kamas Nisa Beshisa Sedarin. We learn 6 Sedarin. Remember the Gemara in Brachos says. So the reason the Kaddish Baruch Hu answered them because they were Moser Nefesh more than we were Moser Nefesh. Ve'chavimati Rabbi Yehuda Be'uktzin Ha'ish Shekoveshes Yerik Be'kedera Ve'amir Lazeisin Shekavshan Be'tarfei and Tahorin. Basic halacha in the world of taharos, which are things called the yad, the things that are secondary to the ochel. So the whether or not they're subject to tumas ochel, assuming that again mashkin have come on them and they're no longer mechuber lekarka, has to do with whether they're physically going to always be attached or if they're simply going to fall off and wither. So he thought that was like the most complex discussion in the world. It's a basic din in taros. So he would say, Havayos, our version of the Gemara in Brachos is, as I recall it, Havayos to Havaye v'Rava. Chazin and Hacha, this is a more accurate version because Havayos to Rav and Shmuel would have been more in line with Rav Yehuda. It was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. We've learned the uksin and the 13 different shitos. So and if you'll say that their ma'isim tovim were greater than ours, then please point it out where they, surpassed us. So here he blames it on the door. Okay, we talked about Yoshio. Right, Tzadik Hashem Kipiu Marisu, that it was basically correct, but it wasn't going to happen for him because the dar was not Roy. So anyway, Rav Yehuda Chaza Ano Beitrei Dahavu Kapirtzi Berifta. So people playing with food, basically Amir Shmamina Yika Sava Balma. People don't play with food when they're hungry. Yaivene Havakafna. He didn't think it was right, so he brought a shortage of food. So Amr Le Rabbanon the Rav Kainer Beidir Rav Nachunya Shamei. Demar de shchiach kamei nesayla de lepok v'pischa de samach l'shuka asya v'nafok l'shuka chazik inufio. You saw a gathering. I'm the humayai. What was gathered? Tamalei akuspa de tamari kaimi de kam bizdavin. Some little leftover tamari on dates. There was a run, you know, basically for leftovers. Amar shmamina kafna b'alma. He says if they're reacting this way, it must be that there's a famine. Tamalei the shamei shlofli misani. This is an old move. Take off my shoe. Shalof lechad misanav asa mitra. Kimata lemishlof acharina asa liyov ramalei amar kadosh baruch hu ishalafta acharina macharivna la'alma. That the power of Rav Yehuda taking off one shoe is enough to cause a kadosh baruch hu to have rachamim on the entire world. If he would take off both of his shoes, if he would suffer that degree of tsar for just a moment, you know, kadosh baruch hu couldn't bear to see it. Caused the world to cease to exist. Amar of Mari, brother of Shmuel, the grandson of Shmuel, of Mari, his daughter's son. Ona kevna aguda denahar papa chazi the malachi de idmu la malachi. I saw malachim that looked like sailors. The kamaisi chala umalinu la arbe v'havokimcha desmida. Also kuleyam la mizban. So everybody bought from them again, thinking that they were actual sailors. So v'amina lahu mehalos is benun. Don't purchase from these the mice and isim, because you shouldn't benefit from mice and isim, because ultimately it backfires on you. Lamachar asyan arbi dechiti defarzina. And it was a good thing, because the very next day, so the observation was that the arbi came and took all of the chitim of parzina. So the girsa on the aruch is a little bit different. He says, "Arzinai perish svinos mleos ores." Is the opposite interpretation, basically that there were alternative sources of nourishment that all they had to do was wait one day for. Okay, so Rava Ikla lehagronia gazra tainisa v'lasa mitra. So Amar lehu bisu kuleyama b'tanisaychu l'machar. Continue the tainis. Amar lehu miika dechaza chama lema. If anybody will have a dream, they should say it. So Amar lehu Rabbi Lazar mehagron yaladidi akrin bechalma shalom tav l'rav tav merivun tav demituve meitiv la'ame. So that's a good dream. The dream is that there should be shalom to the rav, and the tav should come from the ribon tav, the good ribono shel olam, who's kind. And from his goodness, sustain the world. So, Gavra di Chayiv Nagdi Bevedina, there's a person who was Chayiv Malkus, the Rava, Mishum Deval Kusis, Nagdi Rava Omis, he happened to die. So, Ishtam and Milsa Veshwar Malka, Balitzuri the Rava, so they wanted to get Rava back from it. So, Amar Lei, Ifra Hormezime de Shwar Malka, Livira. So it happened to me that the mother of Shwar Malka liked Rava. So it says, Lodi Havilacha Asak, Dvarim Bahadi, you died, don't start up with the Jews. The Choman de Bayin Mimrinhu Yayiv Lahut, their God listens to them. So Amar Lei Maihi. So Bayin Rachamim Vasimitri says, shit, I've seen it many times, the mother of the king. She tells him that they daven for rain, they get it. So Amar Lei, how we should this the Mitrahu? The Bayin Rachamim Hoidna of Tkufas Tammuz, which is not his man of rain in Bavil, Vilesi Mitra. So Shalchale the Rava, she said, you better get this right, otherwise my son's going to kill you. Kivain Daitachu Bayin Rachamim Vilesi Mitra. So Bayin Rachamim Vilesi Mitra. Some of the fun of Ribbono Shalom, Elohim Bos Neinu Shamanu, Avos Seinu Sipru Lanu Poel Poalta V'Yamehem Yimei Kedem V'Anu Meinenu Lo Reinu. Right, why aren't you doing the miracles for us? You know, our lives depend on it, essentially. Asa Mitra Adishvo Chemir Zavi Ditzipori. Really should be Mechoza, as pointed out, that's where Rava lived, Ladiglas. So basically, the gutters in Mechoza were running into the Tigris River. So asa avua is chazli b'cham merle meika de mitrach kami shemaya kulei hai. Says, you know, you went a little far and you're davening, basically telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to make a miracle now for me. Amalei shani duchtech. So he said to his son, you better get out of the way because you made inappropriate demands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Think back to Choni Amagel. So shani duchtech. He misses for the machar shkache de merashi impuria besachini. So the very next day, you could see that a sword was going through his bed. It's good that he listened to his father. So Rav Papa Gazer Tanisa Veloase Mitra Chalashlibe. So Sarav Pincha Dedaisa he burnt a little food. By Rachman v'osi mitra, amle Rav Nachman barushpasti sarif mar pincha charisid daisa si mitra. Says, you idiot, right? That, you know, when you think destroying food, committing an act of bal tashchas is going to make you more roy for rain. So ichla ichse, if he was so embarrassed, v'chalash daite v'asi mitra. So again, for his embarrassment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis. Okay. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa v'ka'azil b'orcha, asa mitra. And then for the Rosh Hashanah, kolom kula b'nachas, v'chanina b'tzar, pasak mitra. So he was traveling, he didn't want rain. Kimata l'beise, I'm in the front of Rosh Hashanah, kolom kula b'tzar, v'chanina b'nachas. Right, if the entire world is suffering, right, that there's no rain and I'm at home, so I'm enjoying it. Asa mitra. When Rabbi Yosef Mayahani leits lusit the kohen gadol gavi Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa t'tana yimispal tefil tzara Rabbi Sachitza and my matzli Rabbi Baravin Rabbi Baadu the mitervayim mishmedu Rabbi Yehudi ratzum ufanach shemkeinu shetehei hashana zos gishuma ushechuna shechuna mal yasi adarabal griusahi ella im shechuna tehei gishuma utululav ayikanis ufanach tefilas ovrei derachim. So the tefillah of the Ovrei Derachim should not influence you, because the Ovrei Derachim don't want rain. So apparently that was not enough to get in the way of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's tefillah. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Racha Ovrei Derava Misayim Mishmei Derav Yehuda Lo Yaadi Ovid Shulten Midbeis Yehuda. Right. So that's a pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevin Yehuda. Value Amcha Yisrael Tzvichin These Parnis Emzevel Olam Acher. So Amr Yehuda Amr Rav Achol Yom B'Yom Baskol Yotzeis V'Ameres Kol Olam Kulo Nizan B'Shul Chanina B'Ni V'Chanina B'Ni Dayo B'Kav Charuvin Meir Rav Shabbos Rav Shabbos. Everybody lives off of Rabbi Chanina, but he is a minimalist. So have a regila divisu l'michma tanura komali de shabasa v'shadya kitarta mishum kisufa. This was embarrassing for his wife. You always have to take that into account, that they didn't have any food at home, even though the entire world was living off of his zechuyos. So she used to light the fire as a way of the neighbors shouldn't mock them for being so poor. So havile hacha shivasa bishasa. She had a certain neighbor who was a very insensitive person. Let's put it nicely. So amr mechti yadana deleis lehu velo midi. So we know that these people are poor. So my kulehoi. So as the vetarfa abava. So they went and they started knocking on the door. Ichsafa v'ayla li indruna. So she wants to bust in on them and to say, oh, there's nothing really in the oven. You're just cooking it for show. So Rabbi Chanina Medosa's wife was so embarrassed that she sort of like ran up to the attic. So he said, Avila nisa techaz l'tanura malilachma v'agna malilisha. Armala palnisa palnisa isi masa dekacharech lachmech. So Hashem made a miracle that there should be bread in the oven. And the neighbor was forced to call out, your bread is burning. That's why I went upstairs. I'm going to get my bread tray to bring it down. So Tana Afhi Lahavi Marda Nichnasa Mibnei Shemilumedes Benisim. So that she was, there's a certain tradition that she actually did go in there for that reason, because she knew that Hashem would have Rachmanis and make a miracle for her in this occasion. Okay, so we'll hold it up here. We'll continue on tomorrow with the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. But let's just try to remember. This is a very, very important line in the Gemara Daf Chaf Daled. When the Gemara talks about that Mikre Deratke that treated the Bnei Atire and the Bnei Aniye the same, that we should treat people the same, whether or not this is again especially important in Rabbanus and Chinuch, where basically you're living off. Donations, and it's very easy to let the principles cave and to not treat everybody equally. So this is an incredible zechus, and I'll finish.